Here at the Weekly Reader, we are big believers in stepping out of our comfort zones, going new places, meeting new people, tasting new foods, attempting new things, like watercolor painting for Marion, which she did rather successfully, or trying, again, to play the guitar for me, with mixed results. But what about reading books from a genre we don't normally choose? I'm Lisa Morgan, and this week, our book critic Marion Winnick shares the results of her recent sampling of three new thrillers. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I just did a thriller roundup for Oprah's summer reading list, and though I don't think of myself as a big thriller reader, I did find three books I'd recommend. The first is One of Our Kind by Nicole Yoon. There's no getting around the comparisons to Get Out and The Stepford Wives in describing this intense, politically charged thriller set at a gated Black community in Los Angeles, where Jasmine Williams and her husband King learn that the wounds of police brutality and racism affect different people in very different ways. Some just want to wrap themselves in luxury spa treatments, if that's what's really going on at the community's cultish wellness palace. The second book I learned of when I interviewed Crazy Rich Asians author Kevin Kwan for Kirkus Reviews. He told me that he thought Death in the Air by Ram Murali was the best thing he'd read in ages. I rushed to get my hands on it, and I totally agree. Crazy Rich Asians fans will flip for this ironic and delicious debut thriller set among the international jet set at a lush Ayurvedic mountain spa in India, where a series of Agatha Christie-style locked room murders thoroughly disrupts Ro Krishna's much-needed vacation. The fabulous Himalayan venue, perfect puzzle box plot, charm and intelligence of the protagonist, and a cascade of knowing details about the lives and jewels of the ultra-rich make this a world-class escapist read. And finally, The God of the Woods by Liz Moore. Many people flipped for Moore's last book, Long Bright River, but I was not one of them. This new one, though, I really loved. It begins in August 1975 when a teenage girl goes missing from a summer camp on a woodland preserve in New York State. It is Barbara Van Laar, the rebellious daughter of the people who own the camp. Two generations of older Van Laars are on the property themselves, throwing a house party at their mansion. Hard as it is to believe, these people have already lost a child when their son Bear went missing 14 years earlier. In fact, that was the last time they threw a big party. Then, Barbara's one close friend among all the campers, Tracy, runs off to look for her, and she gets lost. Now two girls are missing. Meanwhile, a serial killer who was active in the area at the time of Bear's disappearance has recently escaped from jail. So yes, this book is a crime novel, but it's not gory or sensationalist or creepy. One of the best characters and storylines is a state trooper named Juditha Leptak and her investigation of the case, but it's as much about who she is as about the whereabouts of Barbara Van Laar. Judy is a girl from an unpromising background who made the papers at 21 as part of the nation's first class of female troopers, and she is now very aware of how class and gender are operating in the situation unfolding around her. Moore has written an atmospheric family drama, a social novel, and the best kind of missing person story, fun to read and think about.
The books are One of Our Kind by Nicole Yoon, Death in the Air by Ram Murali, and The God of the Woods by Liz Moore. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.